Vice President and members of my cabinet, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Transportation, members of my staff, and I have just had a constructive and meaningful dialogue with CEOs of the U.S. automobile manufacturers. These leaders are making difficult decisions, tough choices, to make sure that their companies are competitive in a global economy, and I'm confident that they're making the right decisions. And that's good news for the American people, because the automobiles manufacturers play such a significant part of our economy and a vital part of our employment base. We've had a fascinating discussion about a lot of major issues that we share in common. One, of course, is rising health care costs. And I assured these leaders that the government is addressing rising health care costs through a variety of initiatives that I think over time are going to make a significant difference in not only their costs, but the cost to the U.S. taxpayer as well. We talked about our mutual desire to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Obviously, as these automobile manufacturers begin to incorporate new technologies that will enable us to power our cars in different ways, it'll make it easier for me to be able to tell the American people we're using less foreign oil, and that's in our economic interests as well as in our national security interests. And finally, gentlemen are well aware that I'm on my way overseas this evening, and one of the issues I'll be talking about with our partners in APEC is free trade, but fair trade. And my message to our trading partners is just treat us the way we treat you. Our markets are open for your products, and we expect your markets to be open for ours, including our automobiles. And so we found a lot in common. We'll have a continuing dialogue that's in our interest that in government we find out ways that we'll be able to work to make sure that this industry is as vibrant and solid as possible. And so it's the beginning of a series of discussions we'll have. Not only with me, but also with people in our government. I really do want to thank you all for coming. Appreciate you coming. Thank you very much.